Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in from the United States and around the world. Today, we're focused once again on the psychic and metaphysics free-for-all portion of the show. And today's segment features renowned energetic healer, Jimmy Mack. Jimmy joins me on a quarterly basis and has joined me today to offer energetic healing to all the callers and listeners. On today's segment, Jimmy and I will combine our healing abilities and knowledge to assist everyone in any way we can. In addition to joining us quarterly on the show, you can also tune into the Jimmy Mack Healing Show, and you can find that at the JimmyMackHealing.com website. So if you're new to the show, here's how it works. All callers must ensure that you're in a quiet environment, free of wind, traffic, conversations, or other noises before being brought on the air. Calls will not be taken from those in a moving vehicle. Please have a pen and paper ready nearby, just in case. And if you own a pendulum, you can take that out and work in tandem with Jimmy. Each caller can ask one specific question on a situation, one or two. Questions is fine. If you are a listener or caller and have an issue similar to that of another caller, you can participate in the healing Jimmy is performing for them. You'll do up facing north with your feet hip-width apart. So please determine where north is ahead of time. And I will hand you over to Jimmy first, and then I will perform some form of energetic healing on you as appropriate. To book a private session with Jimmy or to purchase his books and MP3s, visit JimmyMackHealing.com. To book a private session with me, visit SpiritualInsightsRadio.com. And be sure to check out all the archives on the website to get valuable information on how to get through these challenging times. A lot of information has been shared in the Divine Transmissions with Mother Mary, Divine Mother, Archangel Metatron, and we should have more coming in the future. All right, so we're going to get started, bring Jimmy back on the air. Welcome, Jimmy. Good to be with you again.
Hey, you as well. It's fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Always. What's going on with you? Mm-hmm. What's on your end?
Oh, been busy. It's like December 1st, just turn the bundle on a little tumble on a flock there. So it's been pretty wild. We have about every time this year, buy one, get one free on the site. It's all audio MP3s. So there's everything in there from addiction to travel to sex stuff to, you know, mental, physical healing, lots of different things, lots of money stuff too. So folks, check that out. Go on the website and actually can even go to the shop, which is just JimmyMackHealingShop.com, and you'll find everything there. Either place will bring you to it. So, but yeah, it's all good and just doing the best we can with everybody and everything. You know, holidays also this time of year, it's an emphasis on family, as you know, and that's, you know, a lot of times that's a mess. And travel, that sort of thing, the holidays. We even have a holiday audio MP3 for clearing that out. So
that's right, you do.
There you go.
I remember.
Yeah.
Right. Take the pressure off.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the holidays are going to be a bit different this year, but I'm looking forward to December 21st, the winter solstice, because we're going to get a big push of energy to help push us through. We've been telling the listeners what we're going through is a birthing process. And so you'll feel a lot of contraction and kind of being moved in a direction where you may not be entirely willing to go. But this will be a final push to push us into the age of Aquarius. And so interesting changes should start taking place And I would also, over the next several months, caution everybody to try to detach from the news and anything you see on it. Things are going to get a little interesting now, or even more interesting as changes take place. So that's what I'm doing. I am going in my winter bubble, I call it, and doing all that great self-care and catching up on reading. Take a little time to tap into that energy of endings and beginnings and see what changes I want to make. So it'll
be good.
Love
that. You got a birthday coming up too, right?
I do. Mm-hmm. Both of ours. My birthday
is Christmas, January. Yeah.
My birthday is Christmas Day. My husband's birthday is New Year's Day.
That's right. That's easy to remember.
It's a pretty festive week. Yeah.
My mother's was Christmas Day, and my brother's was New Year's Day. So how cool is that?
I remember when you told me that, and I think about it every year now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good times.
Good times, yeah. All right. Well, let's hit the phones. I'm going to take as much time as we can with each caller. We've got quite a few people on the line. So here's the lineup, everybody. Area code 508, you're up first, followed by area code 917, then 205, then 562. As always, I will refresh the list as we go. So bringing you live, area code 508. Welcome. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name's Holly. I'm from Massachusetts.
Hi, Holly. Welcome. And how can we help you?
Thank you. I have been working around – well, I've worked with Jimmy. I'm having some personal issues, and which I don't know what I should go into. But at any rate, I've been working on my resistance and therefore finding core beliefs, I guess. And so I wanted to do some work around basically abandonment, loneliness, being excluded, lied to, that sort of thing.
Okay. Great. All right. Jimmy?
Yeah, these abandonment, lonely, exclusive, I'm looking at the different things. The one that pops the most is being lied to.
Okay.
So if you want to stand up, we'll clear that real quick.
Okay.
And so if you're due north now, it would just be I feel like I'm always being lied to. It'll pull you forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to release that, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. It's going to pull you straight back when it releases. And we're asking that you learn all the lessons we needed to from this, and we're released from the service to it, and it'll pull you straight back to neutral when it's done. And you'll feel that wave. And
yeah, I'm getting pulled around backwards.
Yep. And let that keep pulling. We're going to delete all that out. That'll bring you back to neutral. And once you get there, we'll let you get with Charlotte on that, because she's great on heart-centered stuff, which I feel like that's a lot of what you need is heart-centered stuff on the abandonment piece.
Okay. I'm at neutral. I went forward and then
good. That's perfect. Okay. I'll see what she comes up with, because that's abandonment, heartfelt stuff, and she's good at that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to jump right to it, Holly. First thing we're going to go for is we have an energy sometimes that we carry around with us where we don't fully acknowledge or accept who we are. And by that, I mean, you know, that divine part of ourselves, that part of us that is wholly worthy of all that we desire. So we can come into a lifetime with an issue to deal with, because we all have a path to love in each lifetime. And sometimes that path can take you in down different roads and in different directions. So for you, your path to love is in self-acceptance. Does that make sense so far?
Sure.
Okay. So when you have these issues with abandonment, the deception, and these terrible experiences, what they tend to do in terms of the ego is prove you right. In some way, right? Like there's this struggle going on. It's like, I want this, I desire this. But then if underlying energy is saying, but I'm not worthy of it, then that's where you have the struggle, okay? And then experiences show up to reflect that back to you. So I'm going to go into your heart center with your permission. And first thing I'm looking for is denial of self. And then we're going to move on from there, okay?
Certainly.
Okay. There we go. Got it. And as I remove it, it is coming out of chakras 1 through 6. So that tells me that's a very embedded issue. And that's plagued you for quite a while, like most of your life, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on. There's self-denial. Now, that's different from denial of self, because denial of self is a capital S, meaning your true self. Self-denial would be putting yourself last. Do you notice a pattern of doing that and putting other people ahead of you and their needs first?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is why, okay? Because you have to, all that stuff that, you know, people talk about, you have to be your best friend, you have to care for yourself, you have to love yourself. Sometimes that can feel hokey, but what it means is, these are the phrases I like best. It's about self-respect. You have to respect and honor who you are. And respect is love, okay? So let's go get this out of there, free you up. Got it. Okay, now we're going to bounce down to the third chakra real quick. I'm going to do what I can in my 4 minutes. Okay, here it is, that putting others first. Okay, let me get that out. Does that concept feel uncomfortable to you, that you put yourself first before others?
Yeah, it feels selfish.
Yeah. Let me go deeper. Because what I pulled out was a denial of that, a denial of self over others. So let me go beneath that. Okay, I got it. There's a block to that self-respect. Get that. And I'm going to do a general sweep, all blocks to self-acceptance, because that's what you're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. There's quite a bit, but I've gotten out a considerable amount, so you should see a difference. But if you wanted to do a full session, we would go into the subconscious, the inner child. There's a lot of complicated stuff going on here.
Okay.
But you
okay.
should feel a little lighter going forward. At least this will get you through the holidays, okay?
Okay. Okay. Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Also, look in the mirror. Every chance you get when you pass a mirror, look into the mirror, look into your eyes, and say to yourself, you are enough.
Okay.
It works. You got to reprogram it. You got to reprogram everything.
Okay.
All right, Holly?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you
for calling in.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Bye. Now.
Awesome. That's a tough challenge to have.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
That's
but
everybody about time of year, too, for sure.
Yeah. But once you get to that self-acceptance, which we're all born with, an enormous amount of self-acceptance, it's just that our experiences that are painful put layers over that self-acceptance that make it difficult to access directly. So then we adopt these different behaviors to cope, right? But then experiences are, they present themselves to us because of the magnet of that issue. And we get to do it over and over and over again until we get it. It's just hard to get sometimes, you know?
Sure.
Okay, up next, area code 917, bringing you on air. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, and I'm from New York.
Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show, and how can we help you today?
Oh, sure. So I'm working on trying to bring in abundance, some new things, even though these times are crazy, just job career-wise. So I've just been setting the intention every night, asking for my guide's assistance, trying to ground myself and meditate. If you have any tips or messages from spirit or any tips, I greatly appreciate it.
All right. See what we can do for you.
Yeah, it comes up not so much workshop career, but more of the abundance. And I like good fortune. So if you want to stand up and feel the energy, you want to face due north with your feet about hip width apart. And if you just say, my name is Tim, you should feel the pull forward.
My name is Tim. Okay, I feel it.
Yep. And if you say, my name is Nemo the Fish, you'll feel the pull backwards.
My name is Nemo the Fish. Okay.
Good. And then we'll say, good fortune flows around and through me now.
Good fortune flows around and through me now.
Forward, back, or in between?
Forward.
Okay, good. So I'm going to make it even stronger for you. I'm changing it now. You'll feel it pull you forward harder again now.
Okay.
And there you go. And then it'll pull you back to neutral once that's finished.
It has?
Yep. So you test out really pretty good. They're just showing me the American Indian drum playing in the back of my head just to keep going. So you're kind of like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep going and going and going. So that's a really good place to be. Just never give up and, you know, keep moving. So that's what tests best for you. You already had some good fortune. We just increased it. And that is going to pour into work, job, career. So that's going to help you as well. Make sense?
Makes sense. Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're welcome. I'll see what Charlotte has to say.
Okay. So I did some looking around for you, and what I found is a bit of attachment to limitations. So I'd like to go with that, okay?
Yep.
Do you feel that you're a frugal person? Where do these limitations apply themselves in your attitudes or behaviors around abundance?
I'm not frugal. Well, I'm not frugal
okay.
with others. So maybe
okay.
it's just me having the confidence and the belief that I can bring these things in and figure it out.
Yeah, you nailed it. Okay, here's what we have. We're going to go in. Let me get that out of there. Okay. Let me see what kind of conditioning that you came in with. Yeah, get that out. Okay. So it really is about belief. And Mother Mary wants me to relay her words to you if you're open to her message.
I definitely am.
Okay, here we go. She says, hello, beloved one. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of this work that you're doing today. I want you to know that it really is about the beliefs and the attitudes that we have about abundance that begin to provide stepping stones for us, and sometimes they trip us up. So what I would ask that you do, beloved, is to believe in abundance. Believe that it is all around you, everywhere, and for everyone, that you are not excluded and that you are not so much as at an advantage if you have more abundance than others. We want to look at quality here. And so you want to believe that your world is abundant. That's number one. Secondly, I would ask that you polish up your life and make it anew. And by that I mean declutter and change the programming to fluidity. Everything should flow into the next thing. Does that make sense? She wants to know if that makes sense to you.
That makes sense, yes.
Everything needs to flow into the next thing. It's not chopped up. It's not, okay, stop this, do that. It's everything. And you can visualize this before you go to bed. Fluid movements. I don't know if you do anything like Tai Chi or any type of physical exercise, but anything that gets you in that flow of fluidity would be helpful. Let me throw this back to Mother and see if her message is complete. She says, yes, beloved, but I also would like to add that I love you very much and I am with you always, and call to me when you need help with any of this. She says, namaste. So what she's saying is, in your mind, if you are open to being guided by her, when you have a question or you're not sure what to do in a situation or what else you can do to get into that flow, call to her, talk to her out loud, whatever you want to do, ask for a dream, and she will be there for you.
sounds amazing. Thank you so very much, both of you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mother Mary rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, area code 205, you're up next. Welcome to the show. Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Patricia and I'm from Alabama.
Patricia from Alabama.
Yes.
And how can we help you today, Patricia?
Yes, my question has everything to do with a ex from about 3 years ago. I was in a long-term relationship with him. And recently, he started reaching out to me by text. He's never really stopped reaching out by text. It's like every 2 to 3 months. But this time, he apologized. He was, you know, asking, you know, could I forgive him? He's sorry. Just a lot of different things he was expressing. And I would like to know what is it that he really wants from me? Because I've told him initially when everything happened that I did forgive him, but I wanted to move forward without him. I expressed all of that. So I want to know what is it that he really wants?
Well,
his name is Reginald.
What is it?
Reginald.
Reginald, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't feel like a permanent kind of thing. I mean, it's entirely up to you. I always call it lady's choice, right? On what you want to do. But anybody that is only reaching out to you every couple of months is almost seeing if you're still available or there, or testing the waters,
mm-hmm.
if you will. Not that that's good or bad, but I feel like that's really what he's doing. It doesn't matter to me whether he's good, bad, or ugly, but he tests weak for you. So I don't know that the same things or reasons that caused y'all to break up before is probably going to resurface again. So if that makes sense. I think a lot of people, and it's genderless, it can be men or women, a lot of times they'll reach out to us, you know, just almost see if we'd still be interested. And then they're driving down the road going, oh, yeah, they still want me. They love me and they miss me and whatever. So the bizarre ego thing, and that's more of what I'm picking up than anything else. I don't get that it's, you know, riding off on the horse together and the white knight kind of thing. I don't see that at all. But again, it's up to you. You know, I tell everybody, enjoy, go to dinners, go to movies whenever they open again and have fun with everybody and, you know, do what makes you happy. We don't have to white picket fence every relationship and every person, you know. But it just feels like whatever happened before with y'all, you know, whether it's a falling out, might even be a womanizing thing, that's bound to surface again. But that's what I get. So, you know, we'll see what Charlotte gets.
Okay.
I get
Thank
largely
you.
the same thing. I'm totally on board with everything Jimmy said. It just feels to me that it is you are very comforting. It's comforting to connect with you, okay? And then it's like getting a fix, and then it carries him through for the next couple of months, and then he starts to get that yearning again of, am I appreciated? Am I lovable? Does that make sense? Because I think he knows he's flawed in certain ways, and he wants to know if he's lovable. And this is his way of making himself feel better, because you make him feel better. So
that
what he's doing
like how, is... I was going to say that. Sounds like how things used to pretty much go.
The problem is, what he doesn't understand because of his lack of consciousness about it, not that he's stupid, he's just not aware. You can't reach outside of yourself for what you need to offer yourself. So he needs, as we were talking about a few minutes ago, that self-acceptance and that self-love for himself. This way, he can either step up to you and say, you know what, I want to try this again and I'll do my best. And I will really... and I want, you know, he doesn't appear to be saying these things. But so if he were to do that, he could either do that or he could walk away and not have to do the push-pull thing with you. But you're mm-hmm. his fix. You're his band-aid. You're very nurturing and loving and understanding and wise, and you're like a mom figure to him. Mm. You're like a mother figure to him. And he's like he's doing like the prodigal son thing. You're like a warm hearth, and he wanders around and then comes back to warm him. Make sense?
Makes sense.
So he's an okay guy. I'm not picking up on anything sinister at all. I think he's just not marriage material. And as far as being relationship material, he's not as steady as you are. Maybe his personality is the draw here, and perhaps he's very sensual, but he's not consistent. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need. You need someone just like you who you could build a home with.
Yeah, and we were we were about to get married, and I came home. Well, not home. We lived in separate homes, but I left class to go over to his home. And 6 months before we were set to get married, he had a woman in the house. I just walked out and never went back. I never went back after that. I ended everything that night and called off the wedding, and about 6 months later, I talked to him and told him, you know, hey, I'm done with this. I forgive you. Go your way. I'll go my way. And ever since, he has been reaching out. It's almost 3 years later, and he still continues to reach out.
And how welcoming are you when he does?
I don't respond. So I make it I just, you know, I don't respond to him. I used to in the beginning and say things like, hey, if this is over, I'm not interested. No ill will towards you. God bless. I pray for you, but I want nothing to do with you. I will never trust you again, and it's over. And he would accept that just momentarily, just to go away. And when the minute I think he's gone, he's back again. And so I just stopped responding. And
All right. I'm going to do something because I believe you, and but I need this refusal to go a lot deeper. So I'm going to look for any cords that are connecting you. He's getting your energy from somewhere. Okay. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me go. Because he's hooked into you, and it's like Jimmy was saying, there's that ego compliment to know that somebody is convincible. I'm going to say that his abilities to convince and manipulate people, that they're rewarded. So let's see where he's getting all this energy from. Because the words alone aren't doing it. Here we go. All right, here we go. I'm going to detach this. All right, here comes Archangel Michael. He always assists with something like this. He's blowing you a kiss.
Oh, thank you.
Sweet.
Yes.
He winks at me, but he blows kisses at whoever I'm working with. And then flies away as fast as he can. He's swift. Got to go help somebody else, I guess. Okay, I'm sending this back to Reginald. Let me look for anything else. Yep. You really were going to marry him in every sense of the word.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I sent that back. Let's see if we don't feel a difference now, okay?
Okay.
Take a deep breath. Tell me how you feel.
A little afraid for some reason. Nervous and somewhat afraid.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I think it's coming from his persistence. Like he's not going to stop. He won't go away. He keeps turning up. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get this. Okay. Let's. One last thing is that just hearing you talk, you basically brought to life my description of you. And I wonder if deep down, without being entirely perceptible, that there's some kind of guilt associated with turning someone away like that, that you feel like you're being mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you strike me as a very godly woman, right?
Yes.
But
yes.
Let me comfort you with this one statement. You forgive the guy, you loved him completely, and perhaps you love him still. I don't know. But you choose who you have in your circle. You get to choose. You have the right to choose who you want to associate with and interact with. And there is no sin or disappointment on God's part in that. He came along, you learned something valuable, and now you want to move on. And that's fine. So I'm going to go get this guilt, replace it with light, and we're going to fill your heart with the light of freedom. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Metatron is popping up, and he says, and don't be afraid to really say what's on your mind, because you have been very respectful in your refusals.
Mm-hmm.
Say what's on your mind, he says. He says, you're holding back.
Okay.
That's funny. He goes on to say that the truth doesn't hurt, so let him have it. Just give him the truth. Because in being polite, this is seen as encouragement by him.
Okay.
Because you're so nice.
Yeah,
because you're nice. And that happens to all of us. But we have to learn to put our foot down. And so you really got to put your foot down. You've done it mentally and emotionally. Now you got to do it spiritually and energetically without guilt. And he should go away, because when you pull that energy away and there's nothing for him to feed off of, they go away. Because they know they can't win. Somebody else to basically victimize. He's childish. I've tapped into other people who are really sinister with the manipulation and all that stuff. He's just childish. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Patricia?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're
thank
very
you.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with everything. God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have
yes,
a happy and
you.
Safe holiday. Mm-hmm.
Same to you all, and I love you all. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Same
You're welcome.
To you, and
thank
love you,
you
too.
For calling in.
Yes.
I would like to remain on the line.
Oops. Yep. Sorry about that. Yeah, I'll leave you on hold so you can listen, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right, dear. Oops. Trigger finger. Okay, moving on. We have two area codes, 562, first one up, ends in the number 5, and the caller after that, oh, that's also a 5. Okay, so we have 85 and then 45. All right, so is the first caller. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, Char. This is Myra from Los Angeles.
Myra. Hi, Myra.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. I'm doing good. I'm excited to talk to you and Jimmy today.
Awesome. Awesome.
Good. What's going on?
Okay. So I have had allergies off and on for probably 8 to 10 years. They started off slow and escalated. At first I thought it was seasonal, and now it's not. I've tried most recently hypnosis, which has helped, but interestingly enough, I have no symptoms for 4 months, and then it creeps back in, and now it's really come with a vengeance. Literally the moment. So my symptoms are I get very, very itchy, a lot of sneezing, itchiness in the throat, the scalp, and most recently, for the last 6 months, I've also developed a cough, a dry cough. Doctors say it's allergy related, take some Mucinex, and it just doesn't seem to be working. So I just don't know what
my experience has been, and I've been doing this a long, long time, is every time they folks go to the doctor and they see 2 and 3 doctors and they're on 5 meds and nothing helps. It's always my go-to is parasites. I don't even get that you have allergies. You just got parasites. The other weird triggers that it can also cause is constipation followed by diarrhea and headaches for no reason and up all night, and all that's parasites, especially the skin stuff you're referring to. So I would certainly do a parasite cleanse. You can Google that.
Okay.
Or you can email me. It's info@jimmymackhealing.com. I can send you a link. I don't sell product, but I certainly would show you some options you could look at. And that's what I would do. And if you do a parasite cleanse when things come and go like this, that would go a long way to help you. Folks, usually it's so late in the game by the time they figure it out. They do a lab test that's called ova and parasites from a stool sample, but they just about have to kill you for it to show up at the lab.
Wow.
So the point is, and it can be all different. I've seen it in all sorts of different areas. I do pick up, you also have some of this in your lungs. And so you're picking up on that as well. You don't have a bronchial or sinus or nasal or any of that. You don't test for viruses or bacteria, none of it. You don't even test for parasites. This is all, you don't test for allergies at all. You test weak on allergies. You got parasites. So if you do a parasite, I think you're going to notice a difference, a huge difference in how you feel, especially your energy. And parasites are extremely common. You can have sushi and you're screwed. People go to the farmer's market, maybe eat a raw piece of fruit, you're screwed. That's it.
Wow.
We all have parasites and we all have viruses and bacteria. We just want to make sure you don't have the overrun of it, and you've got an overrun of it. So that's what I would do. We'll have Charlotte will do an energetic clearing, I'm sure, for you for that as well. But that's what I would do. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Let me. I'm going to blast you with light. Okay.
Okay.
Brace yourself, Ed. Okay. Okay, Metatron, getting in on this. Okay. Here we go. And Mother's saying, leafy greens, leafy greens.
Okay.
Leafy greens, beloved. Jesus wants to talk to you. Okay,
I'm
go
ready.
Ahead. Mm-hmm. He says, beloved sister, you can heal this yourself.
Mm.
Charlotte was thinking that this is emotional. let me finish. Charlotte was thinking that this could be emotional, and she is actually correct and on the way to the truth. That is part of it, but it is also something that has presented itself for you to learn more about yourself in terms of healing. Healer, heal thyself. And so connect with me, and then you can do the work on yourself with the modalities that you've already cultivated to clear the cells.
Yes.
I do like Jimmy's suggestion of the parasite cleanse, but save this for last, because you'll want this technique in your toolbox. Yes, if that makes sense.
Yes, and tell him I will call upon him. That's for sure.
He's smiling.
I am too.
Like, I know you will. Yeah, that's it. And we all just connected all of our energies together and blasted you. And I guess Mother wants you to increase leafy greens to get more balance. I know you eat a lot of good food and vegetables, but perhaps
more. Yes.
For about a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dark green. Anything dark green. Spinach.
Good.
Spinach, kale. Yeah. Brings
okay.
you balance.
I will do that.
All right, my dear.
Yeah. Thank you. Definitely feeling the energy right now.
Okay. Cool. All right, and we have Cameron next, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jimmy. What's that?
Oh, no, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank
it's
you.
Unusual.
Thank you so
and,
much.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay,
all right,
thank
Myra,
you.
I'm going to put you on hold and bring Cameron on. All right, so the next area 562 is her son Cameron. Hey, Cameron.
Hi. Hello. How you doing?
How are you, dear? I'm pretty good.
I'm
What's
good.
Going on?
Well, I'm calling because I wanted to talk to you guys about I had an issue that's been going on for quite a while, maybe about 5-6 years. I have something called plantar fasciitis. And it got so bad to where I was barely able to walk and do my work. And I work on my feet all day long. And I was going to get surgery, but thankfully I didn't, because this year I started doing these exercises that has helped me at least go day to day and do what I need to do. But I still have pain there. And as much as I do the exercises, the pain is still there. Not as bad, but I wanted to know what I can do, or some sort of healing or something to help me out.
Could you tell me the diagnosis again and describe it?
Plantar fasciitis. It has to do with the feet.
Yes.
Fasciitis. Do you have inserts?
Fasciitis.
Are
do
you
I
wearing
inserts
in your shoes? Yes.
No, I stopped wearing flat shoes, and I started wearing more like Nikes and Adidas, but I also wear boots. I know boots have arches, but I carry a lot of tools around, and I am on my feet most of the day. So
yeah, you test really good. You don't. I'm surprised you don't even test good for Good Feet Store, which is the high end Austrian insert that I have, and got them years ago. But what you want to do is go to any Walmart at the pharmacy, and they have a little machine there. It looks like you go snow skiing on it, and you're holding the poles, and that's Dr. Scholl's Foot Center. And what it does is it measures your foot and where you're putting the pressure on your feet, and you're not at the front or the rear. You're about in the middle of the foot, and that's plantar fasciitis. And it will tell you, like, for Charlotte, it might say S77, and mine might be P21, and your inserts might be C17. And you really need those, and you need to really have those in your boots. I think the boots are messing us up over in everything. And you mentioned other names of shoes. What were your two shoe choices?
I'm not going to lie. I have Vans, and I know they're flat-footed, so I try not to wear those as much.
Yeah, the Vans test weak on you. And but the Nike stuff tests really strong. But you can get away
they're
with
more comfortable.
Vans. But if you put those inserts in Vans, you could get them. It's almost like they're showing me they want you to hold on to your inserts like you would your phone or your car keys. So those inserts,
all the time?
Change out shoes? Yes, sir. You mean you'd be doing that all the time.
Okay.
So I literally would get off the bed and put my feet right into the shoes with the inserts. Seriously.
Yeah, that's I get up slow in the morning just in case.
That's why. But what happens is your feet end up flattening out. And what the inserts do is it causes it to almost be like more of the old-fashioned foot they're showing me on a table or whatnot. It looks almost like a claw. And so you want to be more at that as opposed to flattened out. You want to be more like if you were to put your foot into mud or sand. You need something like that to separate you from the shoes you're wearing. That makes sense? Yeah, so go to Dr. Scholl's. Yeah, go to any Walmart. I'm sure wherever you're calling from, they got a Walmart. So
you go
to the pharmacy there, and you'll see Dr. Scholl's Foot Center, and that's you. And you might need to get a couple of them and make sure you got extra, you know. And I don't get that you test for two. You only test for one pair, so that's good. Some people test as high as needing two of those, you know, but you test for one.
So I was on both. But because of these exercises, it's only gone to one, which is good.
Good.
The two was really painful,
There you go. That's why I'm telling you ahead of time. You don't test for two. You do test for one, and that's good. So you've come a long way. We'll have Charlotte will do a healing on your feet, and that'll help too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great.
Yeah. Let me see. Do they hurt right now, Cameron?
No, not right now. I'm okay.
Okay. I'm going to look inside.
I've been laying down.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. Oh, it's almost like it hides in there, and you have to kind of activate it by walking, and then it comes back and gets your attention. Okay. Let me see what I can do. I'm on the left foot right now. Okay, now I'm going to do the right foot. Okay, yeah. And just keep doing those exercises and get those inserts, and I think you'll be on your way.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, dear. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for
calling.
Have
a good day.
You
too.
You
too, dear. All right, Cameron.
Bye.
Awesome family. Okay, area code 512, you're up next. Welcome to the show. There we go. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you from? Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can.
Hi, this is Devetta.
Hi, Devetta. Where are you calling
Hi.
From?
From Austin, Texas.
Texas, okay. How can we help you today?
So I've had issues with my right arm, and like it always falls asleep. Like when I'm sleeping at night, I already have trouble sleeping, but it wakes me up constantly during the night. But it only happens when I'm sleeping. And I also have had the same, like an issue with my right leg, my thigh area, but I got rid of that with doing distant Reiki. I actually felt all the energy coming out of my right foot. So
okay.
I was just wondering if it has to do something maybe with my back and my neck that always hurt a lot. On that same right side, I do have a problem with my knee. Like if I'm sitting down and I lean over to get up with my right knee, which I stopped doing that because I always get like a really bad pain and then it feels bruised for like weeks. So I don't know if there's something there on that right side of my body that just keeps making it happen, or a pinched nerve or something.
It's all neck. You're all neck. It's not shoulder. It's not arm. Nothing to do with your arm. And I have to be careful myself of that. I call it wrongful sleep. And so I might wake up, you know how we all will wake up, and it's almost like you got your fist underneath your chin at night and you're scrunched up in a weird position. You know, fortunately the body is generally pretty forgiving, but you totally have nothing but neck stuff. I'd go see the, we're going to work on it now, but I'd go see the, find the nearest chiropractor that did, that uses an activator and does applied kinesiology. And if you can do that, yeah, that's going to take you a long way.
Okay.
And that's really, really going to help you out a lot. And I've tried my best not to memorize these things. Look at my little chart here for you because I don't want to know. C1, C2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're out. C6 is out. That's it. And that's cervical vertebrae. It's all shoulder, neck. Actually relates even to tonsils. So weird. So we'll just clear that real quick. I'm doing it now. And it tests as weak, and we're releasing the weakness, and we're downloading strength. And we'll let Charlotte work on it next. But that's really what you got going on. Nothing to do with your arm, legs, none of it. It's all in your neck.
So is
Makes
it causing like to pinch a nerve or something, maybe?
Correct. Yes, it can be. They call it subluxation, and it can be. I don't get that you have a slipped disc or anything. It's more of a nerve. They're calling it an appendage or a, you know, almost like a pinched nerve, if you will, but ever so slightly. It's nothing catastrophic. You just happen to be feeling it down in your arm.
Okay. And I was thinking my back, because I always have back problems where I feel like I'm hunching over and like, oh, trying to pull my back up. So I thought maybe it's my back or my neck. So,
it's your neck. Yeah.
Okay.
You can even tell on C6 and they'll look at you funny and go, how'd you know that? But that's okay. It's funny. But I would get a chiropractor that did applied kinesiology muscle testing and used a activator clicker. That's going to take you a lot further than anything else. It's very mechanical what you have. It isn't really that spiritual or organic. It's more of a just a wrongful movement. But Charlotte will also help you with a healing. Healing can only help you as well, just like the Reiki thing helped your knee and leg, right? So here we go.
All right. So, yeah, I love chiropractic work and energetically. It's really pretty cool, and I've seen some really interesting results. But this is something that you're going to have to maintain. So when you do find that chiropractor, this is something where he'll tell you how often to come back to maintain that. Okay, so that would contribute to continued lack of pain and physical health. But let me go in. Oh, boy. Okay. All right, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. There we go. Now I'm going to tell it to stay put. Okay. Do you slouch? Something with your posture?
Yes, I feel like it because my back though is hurting.
Okay. You lean forward to get away from the pain. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, even when I sleep.
Okay, I got it. Okay, that's hurt. It's actually hurting you. I know it gets you away from the pain. And a lot of times the pain will go away when your body's warm after some kind of exercise or activity. Okay, let me see. I'm gonna do something like a traction. There we go. Okay. All right, so... Now I'm going to, I hope this doesn't sound stupid, I'm going to talk to your spine. Does your head go forward? Do you have dishing too?
Yes.
Okay. All right, got that done, but here's what you need to do to support it. Basically what I told your spine that you're facing like sideways, and I put my right hand on the small of your back, and then I put my left hand on your forehead, and I push them both together to make it go straight, right, and have the natural curvature of the spine, and keep the head backward longs. And then what I said was, this is the correct posture for you to be in, and then it kind of the energy kind of relaxed. So I know I got the message through to the physical part of your body. So what you can do to support this is get up against any wall where there's not furniture, put your feet against the baseboards, and then put your head back against the wall, and that will help you retrain your posture.
Okay.
Because the dishing, you know, is as uncomfortable as it can get, the dishing is going to hurt, and with it to get away from that achiness, right? And then the muscles get all tense because they're in an unnatural position, right? Mm-hmm. But if you retrain your spine, when you sit down, remember, don't let your back touch the back of the chair. You know, scoot back into it. But make sure that your shoulders are square and that your spine is straight. And in reteaching your body what proper posture is, that's where it will reward you with less and less pain. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
I also want to give a talk about flexibility and support because any kind of spinal issue has to do with those. You want to look in any area of your life where you feel you're being rigid. Like you just like things a certain way where you don't feel supported and which people around you are making you feel that way and then address it from there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But I trust you to take a good look at that and you'll figure it out.
You also test really good for a foam roller. You can go on eBay or Amazon and buy a foam roller. I'm not talking about the dollar store, the little tiny pool noodle, but the bigger, thicker than that. And what you do is you lay on the little foam roller and you can stretch out, let's say, your left leg and bring your right knee up, you know, have it more with your foot on the ground, but your knee up. And then, you know, you lean to the left and you reverse it, lean to the right, maybe put your left leg with your foot flat on the floor, but your knee in the air and your right foot would be extended. And as you roll back and forth on a foam roller, that's going to go a long way to help you out a lot, a lot, a lot.
That's a good idea.
Okay, like the ones they have at the gym?
Yes, that's correct. That would work. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, thicker, bigger, heavier ones. Correct. Oh, they're showing
even
the ball. The ball would help you too, like a big, big ball. And you know how you lay on that ball and go backwards, almost touch the ground, that kind of thing. You gotta remember if you're hunched forward, we want to do reverse moves,
yep,
so that you can
feel better about it, and we're taking you back in the other direction. Because if you're forever leaned forward, you end up almost getting stuck like that, if you will, and you don't want that. You want to do reverse moves so that you can kind of unwind that and take the kink back out of it.
Okay.
Totally.
Thank you.
And while we're on the subject, do you do yoga?
I've done a few classes, but I've been told I should do.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, no,
that'd really help you.
Yeah, that
okay.
would. But if you don't have the time or just as a daily routine, what you can do, and I want to say this for you and everybody listening who has a similar issue. So what really helps is, like I said, the flexibility and this and the support. But also if you can get on the floor and go into child pose and relax into that, and you can talk to your spine, like, this is comfortable, this is comfortable. But then you go into cobra and very gently lift yourself up and do that opposite.
Okay.
Curling of the child pose and then the concave spine with cobra pose.
Okay, great.
And just those two exercises, a few of them in the morning, would get you kind of set the tone for the day. Get you limber. All righty.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very
welcome.
Thanks
for calling in.
Yeah, good topic. Okay. Area code 708. I'm going to bring you on, see what we can do for you. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Barbara, and I'm from Chicago.
Hi, Barbara. What can we do for you today?
I feel like, I hope you can help me. I feel like there's, psychic attack, negative energy. I get things feeling like in my ears.
You have ringing?
Not ringing. It's kind of like an itching. And I have heard like waves, high pitch. Well, some not high pitch. More like of an itching.
Okay.
Can you stand up?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. Facing north.
Okay.
Just say I am clear and see if it pulls you forward, back, or in between.
I am clear. More back.
Yeah. So I'm going to release that, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. Pull her straight forward when you're done. You'll feel a wave, then it's going to pull you forward. Pull, and bring you back to neutral when it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that my clear would be clear of curses, spells, and hexes and a long list of horrible things. And now you are. Make sense?
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check
in with I am unclear and see if you go forward, back, or in between. I am unclear.
I am unclear. Kind of goes back a little bit.
Yeah, I want that to be even stronger. I'm going to release that as well. I'm changing it now. I'm going to pull you back harder now.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it goes back easier. Yep.
There you go. And that's going to take care of it. We'll see what Charlotte has to allow.
Yeah, I did a little investigating, and not to scare anybody, but there are spirits in existence who are very mischievous. Okay. Some people call them entities, and that can have a very negative connotation. Some people call them negative spirits. I try to soften it by saying they're just mischievous, but you have four of them around you. Three of them are male and one is female. What they basically do, because they have free will as well, is they look for someone with a bright light in most cases, and someone who seems vulnerable, and they can just try to mess with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sometimes they can try to make you feel like you're crazy. Sometimes they can do things that confuse you or make you feel agitated, but it feels that it's outside of your own doing and your own power. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I feel just like I can set my mind on a target and hit it. And it just seems that I'm not as focused as I normally am, as indecisive as I normally am. Things mm-hmm. of that nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to clear these buggers out. And then I'll mention something else. Okay, let me get rid of these guys. Okay, so you might feel warm. I'm going to wrap you in energy. Okay, there's one. It's funny. It's like they took the position of north, south, east, and west and basically boxed you in. Does that make sense?
It does.
You got boxed in. Okay. So they're gone. Yeah. They don't like me. They never do. But I got rid of them. But what I also want to mention is that we are going through a lot of shifts and a lot of changes energetically. There's a lot of energy coming to the planet. We've got this huge shift on December 21st with the winter solstice. Some of what you're feeling, in addition to what the buggers were, you know, tormenting you with, is ascension symptoms. So there will be issues with the ears, body aches for some, confusion, lack of focus, all the things that you describe. Those things can do that to you, but it usually, you know your mind well enough to know that something's just not right, right? But
exactly.
With the ascension,
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And my foot started all of a sudden out of the clear blue in the last week or so. My right foot just gets hot, like hot. I have done Reiki in the past. I haven't done Reiki in a long time, maybe 6 months or whatever. And all of a sudden, just as your hands would get like Reiki hot, that's how my right foot gets.
Well, do you feel you should kind of revive that Reiki practice?
Maybe I should, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This is happening for a reason, and it probably carries a message with it that says, hello, remember me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bound to help you.
A lot of us are being pushed to move in new directions or get to things that we really enjoyed and maybe put on a shelf some time ago because life got busy or whatever the reason is. And a lot of people, this is part of the reason for the lockdown, for the quarantine, to really go within. It's done so much for us, despite the tragedy. But yeah, we were forced to sit down. God put the whole planet on a timeout. And what did you have left to do after all the closets were clean? But think about yourself.
Right.
And what you can do, you can journal about it. What brings me joy? What happy? What do I really want to do with my life? There are no more limitations after this. Coronavirus basically brought down all the limitations, all the structures. It's still in the process, but we really saw the bulk of it in the way people work, the way they feel about the work. Some are working from home now. Some are changing jobs. And according to Metatron, some industries are even going to disappear. So we have a lot more change to go through, but this is your opportunity to say, what do I really want to how do I want to construct my life? Maybe bring back the Reiki. It doesn't need to be a daily thing, but it can be a part of you. Or maybe people will show up that might need a little help, and then you could kind of make extra money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's talking to you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does your foot hurt now?
Well, that's it. Does it hurt now? No, it's just so weird. It's just kind of like, I could be laying on the couch reading, and all of a sudden, it'll get as hot as you could make it, you know? And it's like, whoa, what the heck is that, you know? And the
other
thing.
It got your attention.
Well, it definitely did, yeah, because I'm thinking, oh, no. But the other thing with the energy, that was a person that did some kind of healing or we'll keep it nice, some kind of healing. And
okay.
I don't think their intentions were good. Let me say that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I really
felt
that. And it's been like that off and on. I've been fighting it for a couple of years already.
Okay. I think you do, Barbara.
I'm sorry,
for
what?
Everybody listening, I think you know what to do. I think you got to kind of go with where you're being pushed. Metatron
gotcha.
Says you are being pushed. Yeah, Metatron's talking to me. He says, yeah, we're pushing her. Because there are things that there are talents that you have that you kind of put to the wayside. Make sense?
It does.
And he says, we need your help. We need your light. You're very talented, and you've basically put a lid on it. Take a lid off. So,
boy, I'm getting a headache in my left head. Oh, my God, my head hurts. Oh,
okay.
Wow. My left temple.
Okay, we're clearing out blocks. Energy's trying to escape it. Here we go. Okay. You're probably going to feel a little dizzy after this.
I didn't catch
a lot of
that.
Energy's moving through. You probably feel a little dizzy. A lot of energy's moving through you. But yes, you're definitely being called to step up and help other light workers shine light on the world. On YouTube, there is a video with Mother Mary where she has guided meditation to basically shine light to the entire planet. You start with the United States. It is so powerful. It's amazing. I think you would enjoy it.
And it's Mother Mary?
Yes. Mother Mary channel on YouTube. It's my co-host, Danielle Gibbons, channels Mother Mary Full Body.
Okay.
And as far as to buy on Amazon a little stress ball, but it's at the end of a bullet. It's cute. It's something I can hold in my hands and use with the visualization. I love it. It's really cute. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you.
In, Barbara.
Take care.
Thank you.
Great show, Charlotte. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I just remind the listeners, JimmyMacHealing.com is the website. Go check out Jimmy's products, his books, his MP3s, and his radio show. He does this on a regular basis, helps a lot of people. So spread the word, if you would. SpiritualInsightsRadio.com is where the archives live. Don't forget. Now, we are Danielle and Wendy will not be on this month, but they will return in the new year. Connie will be here. And thank you, Jimmy, for returning once again to your quarterly segment. As always, it's wonderful to work with you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, and happy birthday to all y'all.
Thank you. Yes, happy birthday to all the Christmas babies and holiday babies. And I hope you have a very wonderful holiday, Jimmy, and I'll be talking to you, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Right. You're very welcome. Thank you. All right, everyone, that's our show for today. Until next time, God bless and be at peace.